Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Jesus, help me to bless that wonderful name. Whoa, no other name. Come on and bless that wonderful name. Help me to bless that wonderful name. Oh, bless that wonderful name. Oh, no other name. There is power in the name. There is power in the name of. There is power in the name. Oh, no other name. There is healing in the name of. There is healing in the name of. Come on, sanctified folks. Healing's in the name of. Oh, no other name. Oh, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Satan. Hey, tell me, who can stand? Oh, when call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, oh, we have the victory. Oh, I know it's in the name of Jesus. Oh, we have. Hallelujah, yes, it's in the name of Jesus. Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who can stand when we call on him? Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, we have the victory. Oh, and what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God, hallelujah. Oh, the angels bow before him. Oh, what a mighty God. Oh, and Jesus is the God we serve. Jesus is the God. Oh, the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. All the angels bow before him. What a mighty God. I came to glorify his name. I come to glory. I come to glorify his name. I come to glorify. Glorify his name. Oh, help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify his name. Help me to glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify. Oh, it's good to glorify. Glorify. Glorify his name. Glorify the name of the Lord. Glorify his name. Hallelujah. 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 Just take somebody by the hand and say, there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. Turn and tell somebody else, say, there's something about that name. The name of the Lord.
bless you. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hiya! Oh, my. Anybody in here have a feeling that everything, every big thing, every little thing, you.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. That was Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yoad. Then I played another one, Apostolic Praise Melody by Bishop Mark Moore, sir. This has been a blessing. We just thank the Lord that the Lord had us decide to come on the line. This is the first day of a brand new year. And I say, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for you allowing us to come on for this first day of January number 1, 2014. So we're so blessed and we're so honored. So I'm going to get through with just a few of the words and who you're listening to, and then we're going to turn it on to our anointed minister, man of God. We're going to turn it over for him to bring the bread of the word of life for us today. And I have a scripture I'll usually be saying it, because I'd be so excited that the Lord, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You can find that in Psalms 122:1. I didn't know what the house of the Lord meant. I didn't know about being saved. I didn't know about sanctified. I didn't know about no church setting and no family of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. But I thank God he came in that dark place and brought me out to his marvelous life. And I've been running for my life ever since to work for his ministry. So I just bless the Lord today that he has this broadcast aired all over the world. He has it in the United States for all our listeners. But one of the sisters went over to Trinidad, and she called us and wanted the number. She had forgot the Blog Talk number. So I said, Lord, you did something amazing. We didn't even know the broadcast was going to Trinidad, but the Lord is everywhere. So this word is all over the north, east, south, and west. And for that, we give Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the praise and bringing on his precious warrior, anointed men of God and women to bring forth that anointed word from on heaven. So here I go. Praise the Lord, everybody. We can say praise the Lord again because he brought us over into 2014, the first day of this year, and we're so thankful to be on the broadcast with y'all and Aaron today. Greetings in the name of Jesus. We are so blessed to be chosen by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to host this anointed radio broadcast. We thank you for tuning in to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries. I'm your co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. Our founder and host is out at a parade today, and they're going to Jesus about the declaration and the thing of freeing us from slavery in 63 or 53. I need to get my things right. But she's out there marching with them. So we just thank the Lord for our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, that's out there in the field with her and all the ones, Michael Lewis, Prophet Michael Lewis, her brother, Earl, and her family, each and every one of them out there, and all of Corinthians' family, and everybody from different churches. So we're so excited and blessed. So here we is. A Time of Reflection airs Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Also, tune in to early Sunday morning prayer with us at 7 p.m. And on Saturday segment is They Overcame with host Elder Albert and Minister Billy Burns. And they're out of North Carolina, and their broadcast is on 8 a.m. Eastern time. Our call-in number for all segments is 858-683-1334. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Our email address is newdestiny54@yahoo.com. We always enjoy hearing from you. Email us or call in and join the live broadcast and give us your praise report and or prayer request. If you would like us to broadcast it on the line, we're more than welcome to bring it on so that the men and women and all over the world can hear your praise report or prayer request. If you'd like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, please visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministries, or visit our website at www.newdestinyministries.com. We appreciate and are very thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women of God that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you that call in and those that visit this broadcast. And please continue to pray God's will for this ministry. Don't sign off, because God has a rhema word just for you. God has a rhema word just for you. And with that, we're going to turn it over to our minister, Minister Liberal Democrat, all the way from Los Angeles, California, and we're just so excited and blessed that the Lord has placed this vessel into this family of broadcast, New Destiny Ministry. And with that, we're going to ask him to pray and bring forth the rhema word that the Lord has given him for his people today. Amen. Minister Democrat.
Amen, amen. I'm in a day that I've never been in before.
Okay.
Hallelujah. You have made us into 2014. Amen. We never saw this day before. Some of us, God, we didn't even know that we was going to make it here. Amen. Many did not make it into this day. But, Lord, we want to just say thank you, Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. Lord, we want to tell you thank you, God. Hallelujah, because you did not have to do it. Amen, but you did, amen, God. So many of those have fallen by the wayside, God, hallelujah. But you have kept us not only alive, amen, but in the faith. And God, we begin to pray, God, amen, that you kept us here. It has to be for a reason. Hallelujah, amen, God. And we pray, God, that, amen, God, that mantle that you put over our life, amen, God, that you send angels to protect it. Because, God, we cannot do anything by ourselves. And being in this new day that we never seen before, God, oh, God, we're going to ask you to do something in 2014 that you never done before. Amen. And help us, God. Amen. Because we want something. Amen, to God, that we have never gotten before. We're going to have to also do something that we've never done before. We ask, God, that you send them angels. Amen, 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 to help us, oh God. Because we understand, oh God, hallelujah, that, amen, to God, there is going to be trials and there's going to be tribulations. Amen, but God, you said you have already prayed for us. Those that are sitting in that car right now, God, that's listening to this broadcast, I want you to say out loud that God has already prayed for me. Ah, hallelujah. He's already prayed for me. Those of you that are sitting at the table listening to this broadcast, I need you to touch and agree with us that God has already prayed for me. Whatever situation you are in, I want you to say this affirmation. I am going through this.
I am going through this.
God has already prayed. And amen to God. Y'all might want to, I don't want y'all to say this literally, but I want you to say your specific situation. You might want to put your phone on mute because y'all don't want y'all business out, but I want you to say what you are going through. Amen. Lord, I'm going through this, whether I'm going through this financial thing, whether I'm going through this, amen, this health crisis thing, whether I'm going through this relationship thing, whether I'm going through this situation, whatever it is, I want you to speak it right now and say, but Lord, I have this assurance that you have already prayed for me. Hallelujah. Amen to God. I want you to say it again. Your phone's on mute. I can't hear you. I don't know your business, but amen to God. Amen. We need to speak things out loud sometimes. Lord, I'm going through this. Amen. Whatever your this is. But amen, I have this assurance. Amen. That you've already prayed from me. Hallelujah. Even when 2014 wasn't here yet, you knew what my today would be like. Hallelujah. You knew what my tomorrow is going to be like, and you know what my next year is going to be like. And for that, I tell you thank you, Lord. Amen. Begin to give God a wave offering right now. I thank you for already praying for me, God. Lord, I thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Because you knew my tomorrow before I even saw it. Amen. You knew, amen, God, before I was going to call in here, what I was going to go through, God. But, oh, thank you, Jesus. Had it not been for you on my side, amen, where would I be? So I want to start this year off in this broadcast by telling you thank you. Amen, amen. Lord, we thank you right now, God, and ask, God, you continue, oh God, to break up the fallow ground that this word can fall on good ground. Amen, and that somebody can receive it, and each one teach one and share it with somebody else. We pray right now, God, we cover the overseer, God. Amen, Evangelist Bernard, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as they're at where they are, God. Amen, celebrating Freedom Day. Amen, God, cover them, oh God. Amen, begin to pray, oh God. We pray that those angels be released, oh God, that the right paperwork, amen, God, is in the right person's mind right now, being configured, amen, for her sister to also celebrate Freedom Day, one of these old days, oh God, from that petition that they have out there signing, God, that somebody will be touched, oh God, to take that petition to their governor, amen, to take that petition, amen, God, to somebody that can affect some kind of change, because somebody is not free today, God. Somebody is bound today as we pray, God, amen, as we yet pray, as we yet preach, as we yet teach, God. We pray that those cell doors be open, oh God. We pray that that mind get open that was closed, that that heart that was closed get open, God. From this prayer we pray in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank and praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm feeling churchy on today. The Bible said, where the Spirit of God is,
Hallelujah.
Is liberty. Amen. So you are free today, y'all. Hallelujah. You didn't think that you would be here on today. Amen to God. There was trouble. There was drama. There were satanic attacks. But hallelujah, anyhow, you made it here today. Amen, amen. And on this Freedom Day, amen, that we were taught on the other day by Councilman, amen to God, Ralph Lee White, he told us the real meaning of Freedom Day to black people. And if you are African-American descent, amen to God, and you are with your families on today and you are with your loved ones on today, amen, there's a day that's important for us to remember. On January 1st was when they said that the blacks were liberated, the African-Americans, or whatever name you want to call yourself today, amen to God, hallelujah, that was our Freedom Day, amen. So we acknowledge those that crossed over through Middle Passage. We acknowledge the slaves that had went forth before us, amen to God. We acknowledge, amen, the civil rights leaders and stuff like that. And we just acknowledge everybody and all the abolitionists that took place, that God brought together for us to be free. So amen to God, while we celebrating the ball falling today, yesterday or whatever, and we celebrating, we are in the new year, you need to remember that there was a time where you used to be bound. Amen. There was a time wherein you had to do what somebody else tell you to do. But God has delivered you from that. Amen. So for that, amen, well, we just take time and we remember the abolitionists. We remember, amen, those, amen, to God, that, amen, had a hand in helping the African-Americans get their freedom with the Emancipation Act. Amen. So we thank and praise God for that. I want us to turn in our Bibles. Amen. It's the book of Acts, chapter number 27. Amen. Very familiar scripture. Amen. Those of you that listening online, BibleGateway.com. Amen, and just go Acts, amen, chapter 27, amen, and we're going to read, amen, verses 29 through 31, a very familiar scripture, and it seems fitting, amen, that we are in a new season, amen. So while you're getting that, amen, we are in a new season, amen, of God, and you're not where you were yesterday, because regardless of the situation, the place, or whatever, you have never saw this day before. This is the first day that you ever saw January 1st in 2014. You never saw this day before. And while many of us are celebrating January 1st, some of us are still going through. While everybody else is celebrating, amen, yes, the slaves were free on January 1st. Yes, we left 2013. But, amen, I got somebody is still going through. The book of Acts, chapter number 27, verse 29. Then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, I'm talking to somebody about to say, Lord, I'm about to backslide. I can't take it no more. Somebody saying, amen to God, I can't hold my peace no more. I can't get through another minute. I can't do another year, God. I can't hold on. They have diagnosed me. I don't think I can do this. But and as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. And that's a word that we want to give you that's listening to this call today. You called in for a reason. You didn't know why you'd be listening to this broadcast, but this is your Rhema word for you today. No matter how hard the situation is right now, no matter what the problem is, no matter how difficult the situation is, except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Except you abide in the ship.
Amen.
You cannot be saved. God is very concerned this morning, this afternoon or tonight, where you are abiding. At the word abide, look it up in Wikipedia. Google the word abide, A-B-I-D-E. Amen. Look that word up in Bing and Google and whatnot, and you'll find that abide means where are you living at? And the ship, amen to God, was like a type when God was saying, stay in the boat. Amen. In other words, when drama is going on outside of you, the safest place is still in the will of God. So God is concerned this morning where you living at. Because there are three places that people like to live at instead of abiding in the word of God. Many of us, this morning, this afternoon, this second, at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern time and 3:30, amen, Standard time, somebody is living in fear. Amen. Somebody else is living in denial, and somebody else is living in the past. Amen. But the word today to you, except you abide in the ship, ye shall not be saved. It didn't say live or abide. Abide means to live. Somebody say abide means to live. Amen to God. So, amen, amen. I'm going to let Armabella say it because she speaks with authority. What does abide mean, woman of God?
Abide means to stay in the ship.
To stay in the ship. So in other words, my question to you today is, where are you living at?
Ooh.
Amen, amen. Because he said to you, amen to God, except ye abide in the ship. Now, there was a shipwreck. The Bible tells us when Apostle Paul was on that ship, amen, the waves were going around and whatnot, and the wind was blowing, and people were fearing for their life, and many were about to jump out of the ship. And I know a lot of us saying that being saved ain't been easy. I don't know about you, but amen to God, walking, amen, like Jesus walked ain't an easy thing. Amen to God, talking like Jesus talked is not an easy thing. The Bible tells us that, amen to God, David said, amen to God, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, I almost slipped. Amen. But my question today, where are you living at? Amen. When we look in those three things where people live at, many of us like to live in fear. When the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, many of us, we says, no, that's not where I want to live. I want to live in fear. And when you set up shop and when you live in a specific place, amen to God, that's where you rest at. That's where you sleep at. That's where you dwell at. My question to you today, where are you living at? We've been talking about the seasons and how the weather is changing around us, and we are entering into a new season today. Amen to God. We are in 2014. Now, many of us say, well, they say this message every single year, but I want you to get what changes the season. Amen, amen to God. When you got the spring and the summer and the autumn and the winter, they are marked by particular weather patterns, amen to God, and daylight hours, amen, resulting from the earth's changing position with regards to the sun. Now, I'm asking you, and the reason that is important, amen to God, because where you live at affects your season. Oh, somebody said amen, I received that. Where you are living at affects your season. It already said, and I'm just reading definitions, y'all. If you want to look up what a season means, just go Google it, go Bing it, Wikipedia it, look it up in a dictionary. I just looked up the word season, and they said, amen to God, they are marked, these four seasons, the spring, the summer, the autumn, and the winter, are marked by a particular weather pattern and daylight hours resulting from the earth's changing position regarding the sun. My question today is, where are you living at? Except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. So we begin to look at our planet Earth. Amen. And as the planet begins to tilt towards the sun a certain direction, the weather patterns begin to change on the planet. And amen to God, I don't know about you, but every now and then, when I get away from God and I stop praying and I stop fasting, amen to God, my atmosphere begins to change where I live at. But when I begin to tilt towards the sun and amen to God and begin to, amen, read my Bible, when I begin to pray and begin to, amen to God, fast and begin to consider what God said, my atmosphere changes for the better. Amen. In other words, when I'm praying, I'm living on the ship. When I'm fasting, I'm on the ship in spite of the atmosphere. Somebody said amen to God, but brother teacher, you said amen to God, we affect our atmosphere, how we act towards the sun. So amen to God, so are you telling me if I'm not, amen, if the earth is turning away from the sun, amen to God, there's going to be drama on the earth? And I'm saying yes. And so you telling me, brother teacher, if I'm moving away, amen, I might got something to do with my atmosphere changing. It might not be all on the devil. Amen. If you wanted to praise the devil this morning, you came to the wrong place. Amen to God, because God done did too much for me in 2013 all the way up to 2014. So he will get no credit for me on this phone this morning. Amen. I can do all things through Christ, which has strengthened me. So I'm telling you today, amen to God, that your atmosphere around you, you can begin to affect it. Yes, the devil does what he does, but I'm telling you, amen to God, if you begin to tilt towards the sun, Amen. Just like the earth, amen to God, tilts towards the sun. You can affect your atmosphere. So I'm asking you this afternoon and this morning and tonight, where are you living at? Amen. If you are living in fear, amen, you have been paralyzed. And amen to God, those on that ship, I can imagine they begin to look at the situation. They begin to look at the rain. And right now it's raining somewhere. And amen to God, they begin to look at the wind that is blowing and whatnot. And every time they begin to put the stuff up, the wind would blow it down. And the people begin to look at the situation. But Jesus is saying today, amen to God, amen to God, I want you to come out of that fear. Amen, and keep your eyes on me. Amen, when he told Peter to walk out on the water, Peter was all right until he started looking at the situations. Amen to God. And then when he began to look at the situation instead of look at God, he began to sink in the water. And why? Because his body was on the water, but his mind was in another place. Where are you living at? So many of us, amen to God, are in denial. And I'm talking about the places that you abide in, the places that you chose to live at. And amen to God, in these three places is where you chose. Now, God wants you to live, amen. He said, where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. I want you to live in the Word of God. I want you to live, amen to God, what I've taught you. I want you to live, amen, in perfect peace. But instead, we've chosen these three places to live. In fear, in denial, and in the past. In denial, in other words, amen to God, when we know that we don't have no power, and we keep blaming and say, Lord, how come I failed this test? And Lord, how come I failed this test? Amen to God, I read the word, but amen to God, I have not let it come inside of me. I read the word, amen to God, but I had not, amen to God, let it become a part of who I am. So in other words, amen to God, I accepted the word. I call myself a Christian, but like Greg Rochelle says in his book, amen to God, I'm a Christian atheist. I'm living like he don't exist. So amen to God, if I say I'm a Christian, but I'm living like he don't exist, amen, I'm a Christian atheist. Where are you living today? You might say, amen to God, but I put money down on this house. I paid this mortgage off. Amen to God, I've been paying rent here for so long, so I live at this specific address. And I know that I'm living there because I pay money to live here. And you need to ask yourself a question. What have you given up to live where you live at now? If you chose to live in fear, it cost you something. Amen to God. And if you are living in fear, amen, and I'm speaking to somebody today, amen to God, because we're talking about, amen to God, yes, this is a New Year's message. Yes, amen to God, it's an encouraging message, but I'm trying to get you to change your address. Amen to God, because in 2013, many of us lived in bad neighborhoods. In 2013, many of us lived in places, amen to God, amen, not nice areas, amen to God. Many of us lived in places, amen to God, where you couldn't, amen, and get God's spirit like you want to get it at. But amen to God, in this conversation, by the end of this message, we're going to try to get somebody to, amen, change their dress. Except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. So many of us, we look at where we living at, and we look at our situations, and we wonder why we can't get prayers through. Amen. They tell me that people are trying to pray over stuff in the Bible. They would say, Lord, we praying and we praying and we praying, but God ain't nothing working. And God told the man of God to tell them to stop praying, that there was sin in the camp. Amen. We need to come out of denial and stop saying I can pray over everything and blaming God when it doesn't happen. God is telling us, amen to God, we need to stop living in denial. Amen to God, amen to God. If God wants you to do something, amen to God, God said do it. Amen to God, but don't ask God to do everything in 2014. The Bible says, amen, in the book of Acts chapter 27, when he began to tell them these things and whatnot, amen to God, about renunciation, he began to tell them again, there are certain things in your life that's affecting your atmosphere. Amen to God. Amen. You jumped out of the boat because, amen to God, it got too hard for you. Amen to God. You said, amen to God, I'm not going to pay my tithes because I've got this bill due. So, amen to God, you begin to rob God. And then you begin to say, Lord, I'm not going to be celibate because, amen, I'm lonely and I'm depressed. So, amen to God, you jump out the boat for a companion. But after all of that, you find yourself still lonely and still broke. And then you look at yourself and say, but Lord, amen to God, you wouldn't want me to go through this. You know my heart. But God is saying, amen to God, it's not about you, amen to God. He that follows God must decrease and God must increase. Except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. The Bible talks about, amen, in this particular season, it's very important to be dressed a certain way. It even goes on to say having your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. The word shod means to have something on your feet. Now, you can tell when someone has something on their feet because, amen to God, when they're walking through dangerous territory, like walking on a driveway that got rocks in it, they'll walk on it and don't even worry about it. Or if they got to walk through water and they shod on, they got shoes on, they're walking anyway. But people who don't have shoes on their feet, you notice they are walking a little bit differently. Amen to God. And this is what we're talking about now. It's time to come out of denial. Amen to God, because a lot of us, we're saying, well, I'm a Christian because I believe in God. But amen to God, how have you been walking lately? When you come on that rocky driveway, and it's like you're barefoot, amen, when someone is barefoot, and you walk in on a rocky driveway, amen to God, your walk is going to be different. Your gait is going to be different. And we talked about the word gait. It just means how your arms and legs and your movements are when you're walking across something. You can be identified how you are walking. And so, amen to God, I'm trying to pull somebody out of denial now because some of us are living in denial. But amen, if you notice how you're walking, the Bible says, have your feet shod. Now, every time you read that again, I want you to get the analogy that it means have something on your feet that's going to protect your feet. Amen to God, this is very important to have something on your feet. Because if you have something on your feet, and this is important, amen to God, have a spiritual shoe on. Because a spiritual shoe, amen to God, is something to aid your movement. This piece of armor is to, amen to God, aid you in movement and defense and not our appearance. Amen to God. So a lot of us, when we wear shoes, we wonder how they look. But amen to God, a shoe is supposed to help you get over terrible terrain. A shoe, amen to God, is supposed to protect you, amen to God, hallelujah, and aid you in your movement, amen, but not in your appearance. And many of us are worried about how we will look. Amen. If I let people know that I'm suffering from this, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God, they won't look at me like this no more. If I let people think that I'm suffering from that, amen to God, so we start to begin to live in denial. But people can see you walking, and I want you to imagine somebody walking barefoot, amen to God, over a rocky driveway. And I want you to imagine how they look when they're walking barefoot over that driveway. And amen to God, now you in denial, amen to God, and you looking like I'm all right when people say how you doing, and you say I'm all right, and they say how you doing, I'm good, God be the glory. But people can see how you tiptoeing in that rock, and they can see how somebody can get the visual how you walking on that rocky driveway and whatnot. Somebody is living in denial. Amen. By the end of this message, hopefully we're going to get you to change your address. So, amen to God, when the Bible said have your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel, have something on your feet, amen, amen, to protect you while you walk in, amen to God, your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen to God. So if you are not, amen God, have protection on, you can't walk everywhere. Everybody else. So you're wondering, I've been losing a lot of battles lately, Lord. Amen to God. I've been, amen to God, when I'm walking, amen to God, I'm not walking like, amen to God, a Christian should walk. Amen to God. Because I find myself losing some battles. But it's all right to lose some battles because the war is not over. Amen to God. But now that you've called into this broadcast, it's time for you to put some shoes on. Amen. It's time for when you walk through that terrain that can cut up your feet and that can hurt you and whatnot and wet your feet up. But if you have your feet shod, if you got something on your feet, you can walk through some terrain, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to have the right shod on my feet. So while I'm walking, amen of God, and I'm walking you out of denial now, because we're talking about, amen of God, where are you living at? Amen. Now, some of y'all are living in denial. Amen. And you're living in denial because you're acting like, amen of God, nobody knows what's going on. But God knows everything. It shouldn't be what folk know. It should be what God. And if you're tired of losing battles, if you're tired, amen of God, amen, of being defeated, it's time to put some shoes on. Somebody said, put some shoes on. Hallelujah, amen of God. I'm putting shoes on. The shoes is the word of God. Because if I'm going to get through this terrain, if I'm going to get through 2014, amen, areas that I could not walk in 2013, but if I begin to put my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel, amen of God, and I put my shoes on, amen of God, when I begin to walk through, amen of God, the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah, amen of God, I got my shoes on. Amen, when I'm walking through stuff, amen, and I'm walking through situations, when somebody begin to ask you, do you want something to smoke? Amen, of God, you say, I got my shoes on. Before, I couldn't walk around y'all folks, amen of God, and I'd be tempted and whatnot. But now I say, I don't want nothing to smoke. Amen, because I got my feet shod in the preparation of the gospel. Amen of God, they say, amen of God, do you want to fornicate? Amen of God, but because your feet are shod, amen, with the preparation of the gospel, you can walk amongst the finest people and you can tell them that this body belongs to Jesus. Where are you living at? If you got shoes on your feet, you walk different. Amen. And I'm not judging anybody, but you know how you are walking. Amen. I throw some rocks on the ground and you got your shoes off. You're going to walk differently barefoot across those rocks. Amen. If you had shoes on. And I'm telling you, amen to God, if you begin to get in the word of God, if you begin to start fasting, if you begin to start reading the word, if you get you a prayer life, not just when you go to bed, not just when you wake up, but you, amen to God, in all that ways begin to acknowledge him and he will direct your path. When you begin to walk over those rocks, and I'm going to keep saying that because I want somebody to get the analogy. Amen. Because you're living around some rocks right now. Many of us are living around rocky neighborhoods, right? Many of us are living around rocky cities and stuff like that. But if you have your feet shod in the preparation of the gospel, you can maneuver in that city. Whatever your rock is that you're walking on top of, you might be walking on a rock, you're the only one saved at your job. Hallelujah, amen. But if you got your spiritual shoes on, you can walk on top of the rocks, amen, and you're not affected. You're not getting mad. You're not getting angry. You're not getting upset. You're not getting depressed. But if you don't have nothing on your feet, and you're walking over the rocks, you're going, ouch. Ouch. Every time you're walking, ouch. I'm losing another battle. Ouch. Amen to God. But God wants us, amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're going to live in the word of God, amen, and not in denial, it's time to put your shoes on. Somebody said, I'm putting my shoes on. Amen to God. When I'm putting my shoes on, I can walk areas that I couldn't walk in before. Except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. Didn't say in denial, didn't say in fear, didn't say in the past. Many of us are walking in the past. Many of us are living in the past. When the man of God, Lot began to come forward and God delivered him out. Amen. He said, come on, we're moving forward. We're going into 2013. But amen of God, Lot's wife, amen of God, looked back. And the Bible says she turned into a pillar of salt. In other words, she couldn't move anymore. She became a statue. And many of you, amen to God, who decided to live in the past, you find yourself a statue. I can't go forward. I can't move to the side or the left or to the right. I'm paralyzed because of the past. Amen. I can't get past what folk did to me. I can't get past what folk said to me. So you find yourself paralyzed. But I'm telling you today, amen to God, except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. So God don't want you to live in the past anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. It's time, amen, to move. It's time, amen, to break your lease. It's time, amen, for you to sell that house. It's time for you to get up out of the past and get into the boat. Because except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. They tell me that these people were on the boat, and they were looking with the eyes, and amen to God, they look like we're all going to die tonight. Amen. You might be in a situation right now, and amen to God, the devil might be making you think, amen, unless I do this, I'm going to die tonight. So, amen to God, I'm going to have to do this, or I'm going to have to do that. But God is telling you, except ye abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. Just like those shoes when you're walking over the territory. Amen. If you abide in the ship, amen to God, hallelujah. And when you're in this boat, and amen to God, when stuff is happening all around you, when you're the only one saved, amen to God, when you're the only one in your house that's saved, when you're the only one on your job that's saved, amen to God, if you are in the boat, amen, God will begin to protect you, amen, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But you got to be living in the house. You can't be visiting. Somebody said you can't be visiting. Amen. God, amen, don't want you to just visit. He said, if you were, amen, a worm, amen to God, I spit you out my mouth because I would that you be hot or that you would be cold. Amen to God, I want you to live here. You can't just come here sometimes. How would you like it if you had a companion? Amen to God, and they would just come to visit you every now and then. But you realize that they live somewhere else. Hallelujah. But they would come and see you, but they lived somewhere else. Amen. In other words, where you live at is where you got all your stuff at. Amen. Where you live at is where you care about stuff at. Where you live at, amen to God, is all what really is where you live at. And somebody is saying today, amen to God, but how can I move? Amen. I've been living here a long time. Amen. I got a lot of stuff invested in here. If I leave now, I'm going to lose all of that. But the Bible says, amen, that he that loses his life for Christ's sake shall gain his life in everlasting. I'm telling you, amen to God, right now, amen, it's time to move. Somebody said it's time to move. Amen to God, I'm moving into 2014. Amen. Yes, 2013 was crazy. Amen to God. But I was living somewhere else in 2013. In 2013, amen, I didn't have no spiritual shoes on my feet. In 2013, every time, amen, I had to walk somewhere, amen, and I saw the rocks, amen, and whatnot, and I saw the bad terrain, I would either avoid walking there, amen, or I would walk on there and I would get hurt and I would get cut. Amen. I'm talking to somebody that got cuts on them right now. Amen. You got cuts that's very deep right now. You got scars on you. Amen. From walking over terrain because, amen to God, you didn't go through it as a good soldier. But amen to God, we are telling you it's time to move. How many of y'all live in neighborhoods where there's shooting going on? Amen. You're living in neighborhoods where they're selling drugs and whatnot. You're living in neighborhoods where the prostitution at. And you're saying, Lord, it's time for me to move. When all of this stuff is going on, God said to the Lord, well, I don't have the money to move. Hallelujah. Lord, I don't have the money to get there. God said, amen to God, I'm not telling you physically to get out of there, but I'm telling you your mind has to get out of there because the Bible said, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if your mind can live in a different place, then you can be in prison right now. But your mind can live in a certain place. In other words, yes, you got me captive in this jail, but this is not where, amen, I live. It might be where I stay, but it's not where I live. Yes, I'm in the hospital, amen to God. And yes, this is where I am at right now, but it's not where I stay at. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's where your mind is at. God is concerned about the mind today. Amen to God. Yes, amen to God, we are in 2014 now, but some of our mind is still in 2013. Some of y'all still living in the past, but I'm coming to you right now telling you it's time to move. I'm the sheriff, amen to God. Amen to God. And I'm telling you, amen to God, get your stuff. It's time to move. Amen to God. Somebody says it's time to move. Amen to God. Amen to God. Just like in the book of Acts, amen to God, when they heard this message, amen to God, they begin to burn their books of witchcraft. They begin to burn, amen, their books to idols. Amen to God, those of you that's listening to this broadcast right now, I want you to get up, amen, right where you are and say it's time to move. Amen to God, those of you that got stuff in your house, amen, all your computers now, somebody needs to start deleting some stuff. Amen, because it's where your mind is living at. And this message is going to take you into 2014 back into the boat. Except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. So somebody ought to be getting up and running around the house right now, throwing some stuff out in the name of Jesus, because this is not just a talk message today. Amen. This, the Bible talks about the book of Acts because they were doing something. It's a verb. It's a word of action. When they heard the word, it's time to move. It's time to move. Amen. Amen. If my mind is going to be in a spiritual place, amen, it's time to move. I go to my computer. I got to delete. I got to delete this. I got to delete. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm helping you move right now. Hallelujah. Amen. I got to delete this. I got to, somebody else, amen to God, you're going into your DVD collection. Amen. It's time to throw some stuff out. Amen. It's time to move. Amen. I can't live in the, I'm in 2014. I can't, come on, somebody. I got to go in my phone. I got to delete phone numbers. I got to delete pictures. Oh, come on. This is about renunciation, right? Amen to God. Because, amen, except you abide in the ship, you can't be saved. If you want to live in the past, if you want to live in denial, if you want to live in fear, you cannot be saved. So, amen. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, go to your phone. Go to your phone. Go to your phone. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm moving. I'm moving. I'm moving. Somebody, amen, I got to begin to press a button. Amen. I'm deleting that. Amen. Oh, come on, somebody. That was 2013. Oh, come on, somebody. Except ye abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. I'm moving. You cannot live in the past. You cannot abide in the past. There is death in the past. There is death in denial. There is death in fear. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody else, amen to God. You done went to your phone now. You done moved. You done moved. Somebody said, I'm still moving. Hallelujah. Even if you're walking up, now I got to get it out of my mind. Amen. I got to announce some stuff. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm moving. See, this is part of moving. Amen. You got to renounce. You got to verbally say some things, right? I cannot hear you right now, right? I cannot see you right now. But amen to God, I've sent here today to help you move. Hallelujah. Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Amen, amen, amen. Somebody walking around, I renounce you. I renounce. Oh, come on. You know what you need to renounce. In the name, I want you to say it. I can't hear you. Amen to God. It's time to move. I can't take you with me. Amen to God. If you try to take something on the plane, it's going to cost you. And if you try to take that stuff into 2014, it's going to cost you. Amen to God. Y'all don't take planes. Y'all know what I'm talking about. They charge you for taking extra stuff on the plane. Amen to God. And it's going to be a charge if you try to bring that into 2014. So I'm telling you to leave those bags. Amen. Just come with what you got. In the name, oh, come on, somebody. Begin to renounce in the name of Jesus. It's going to cost. Somebody say, it's going to cost me if I bring this luggage into 2014. You need to say that out loud, somebody. Come on, somebody. Come on, we in deliverance now. Come on, somebody. It's going to cost me if I bring this into 2014. Oh, come on, somebody. In the name of Jesus, I renounce. I renounce. I cannot bring you with me. I can't. Oh, come on. Somebody's still deleting out of their phone right now. Hallelujah. Somebody's still on their computer. Amen. Deleting. Somebody, amen to God, going through different things in your house. Somebody throwing stuff out of the refrigerator. Amen. In the name of, I cannot put this in the temple anymore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Some of us live in denial. Some live in the past. Some live in fear. But the Bible says, except ye abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody's still abiding. Somebody's still abiding. Where you living at? Where you living at? Where you living at? Somebody says, time to move. It's time to move. Amen. God, I'm walking through my house right now, right? Amen. Somebody is throwing something out. In the name, I renounce you in the name of Jesus. Hey, come on, pull that out the refrigerator. Amen. The Bible talks about, know ye not that your body is the temple of God. If you are putting things in your body, amen to God, how are you? You are harming the body. You became an enemy of the body. So, amen to God, we're going to take that out of the refrigerator. Amen to God. And I renounce you. I refuse to bring you with me in 2014. Amen to God. I'm not going to live in denial anymore. It's not the devil doing it. It's me. It's not the devil doing it no more. It's me. It's not the devil doing it no more. It's me. Come on, somebody. Don't live in denial. God didn't tell you to live in denial. He said, where? Except you abide in the ship. He said, live in the word of God. Don't live in denial. Amen. So I'm moving you out of denial. fire right now. Come on, somebody. It's not the devil, it's me. Come on, somebody. It's not the devil. Oh, see, you came to the wrong place if you thought we was going to give the devil praise today. It's not the devil, it's me. It's not the devil, it's me. In the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Accept your abide in the ship. Come on, come on. Move. It's time to move. It's time to move. Amen to God. If you're getting up right now, you walking through your house, it's time to move. Amen. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Except you abide in the ship. Except you live in this thing. You got to live this thing. This is where you live at. Amen. If you want to walk under the tent, why do you think he said have your feet shod in the preparation of God? You can't walk everywhere unless you got something on your feet. I'm trying to tell you. I'm giving you a tool today. This is what you put on your feet. When you move, amen, the word of God is going to get you through. Fasting is going to get you through. Praying is going to come on, somebody. Amen. It's time to put this word here. Somebody's sitting down and putting their spiritual shoes on. I couldn't walk there before, praise the Lord. Before, amen to God, when I walked over the rocks, I cut my feet. Before, when I tried to say no, I would hurt myself, amen to God. I felt bad saying no. Oh, but now that I got my spiritual shoes on, my feet are shod now. Somebody say my feet are shod. That means something is on my feet. Now that your feet are shod, you can walk over to that territory and you can say no. You can walk over there and say, amen, amen, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Oh, come on, somebody. It's time to move. It's time to move. It's time to move. Amen to God. Live. Where you living at? Where you living at? Amen. Are you moving yet? Hallelujah. Amen to God. Don't worry about the boxes. You got spiritual movers. You got angels that's going to help you move. All you have to do is renounce it, and then the angels are going to be charged. They're going to be activated. If you want to activate your angels to help you move, you got to renounce it in the name of Jesus. Now it's time to say it out loud. Amen. Amen. Many of us had fear. I'm living in fear. Lord, amen to God, if I get rid of that man, how I'm going to live? If I get rid of that woman, Lord, how I'm going to live? If I stop drinking, God, I'm going to have to deal with this. If I stop the drugs, I'm going to have to deal with this, God. If I stop this lifestyle, I'm going to have to deal. Come on, somebody. I've been living in fear. But now it's time to move. It's time to move in the name of Jesus. We are in 2014, God. Hallelujah. It's time to move. That old address ain't good no more. You in a different season. Amen. I read to you earlier that the season has changed, amen, but God, because of different weather patterns. Weather patterns let you know what the season is. Amen. Whether it's daylight or do it get day longer? Do it get night longer? Lord, my nights have been longer. Lord, it's a different season now. Because now I'm saved, God. Now, amen to God, I confess you with my mouth, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, God. Now, amen, I'm going to, amen to God, be a practicing Christian. Somebody say practicing Christian. Amen to God. I'm going to be a practicing Christian. Amen. I'm not just going to talk about it. I'm not going to just go to church or just read. I'm going to be a practicing Christian. And oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Where you living at? Amen to God. We in your room right now, right? Amen to God. We in your bedroom right now, right? In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, amen, except ye abide in the ship, ye shall not be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Where you living at? Where you living at? Amen. Are you in denial? Are you in the past? Are you living in fear? Are you living in any of those three things? Amen. If you're in the past, you got to move. Amen. You got to come out of the past in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody's still walking the floor and renouncing it. Amen. Somebody said, I'm moving and giving God the glory. You walking back across your floor right now shouting, saying, I'm moving in the name of Jesus. You giving God the glory. I am moving right now. Hallelujah, God. I refuse to live in fear. I don't like that house. I refuse to live in denial. I don't like that house. I refuse to live in the past. I don't like that house. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm moving. I'm moving in the name of Jesus. I'm moving. Somebody said, I'm moving right now. Hallelujah, God. Yes, it's 2014, oh God. But I have to move. You said amen to God. I got to lay aside every weight and the sin that does easily beset me. I got to move. I got to lift up them boxes. I got to lift up them thoughts and whatnot. I got to cast down the imaginations in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get you to move, amen. Except you abide in the ship. Yes, the storm is hitting the boat right now. Amen. The letters are coming to the house. Amen to God. The financial letters are coming to the house. Amen to God. The bills are coming to the house. Amen to God. Accusations are coming to you and whatnot. Yes, yes, the storm is coming. But I'm telling you, except you abide in the ship, you shall not be saved. I'm not telling you to live in fear no more. I can't go with your ride with you, amen to God, saying, amen to God, if I don't do this, if I don't pay my tithes, if I cheat my tithes, I can pay this bill. I can't go there with you no more. Except you abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. In denial, I can't, amen to God, I can't look at you with your feet cut up no more. Amen, amen. I remember I used to have a foot fetish, amen to God, and I would say, amen to God, every time I meet a woman, I would give her certain shoes and whatnot. These shoes going to take you for this occasion. But I'm trying to tell you, amen to God, that you can't walk anywhere without shoes on your feet. I'm trying to tell you, amen, we're giving you some shoes now. Hallelujah, amen to God. It's time to come out of denial. Amen to God, that's why your feet hurt. Amen to God, that's why you've been wearing the wrong size. I'm talking to somebody. Amen. You know how y'all wear the wrong sizes. Amen. Because the shoe is cute. Amen to God. But the shoe shouldn't be, amen, cute. Amen. For spirituality. The shoe should be something to aid you in your movement. The shoe should be some armor. But amen to God, it should be some defense. Amen to God. But it's not for the appearance. So those of you that's walking around hurting your toes right now, say it's time for me to get me some shoes that fit. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I'm not worried about how I look to folk anymore. I need something to get me through this terrain. I'm coming out of denial in the name of Jesus. I'm putting arms on my feet. It's getting shod in the preparation of the gospel. Now I'm going to be able to walk. I couldn't walk around them before. When they were smoking, I had to get something. When they were having sex, I had to be having sex. But now that my feet are shod in the preparation of the gospel, I can walk anywhere. Oh, bless his name. Where are you living at? Except ye abide in a ship, ye shall not be saved. Amen. Somebody said amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm moving.
Amen.
I'm moving.
Amen.
I'm moving.
Amen.
I'm moving. Amen. I'm moving. Why don't you just get up right now where you're at? If you're sitting in your car, just begin to give God a wave offering. And give God a wave offering and say, I'm moving. Amen. Begin to decree and declare. Except you abide in a ship, you can't be saved. You got to move. Amen. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. You got to move. Because when the Lord get ready, you got to move. You may be rich. You got to move. You may be poor. You got to move. You may be on the street. You got to move. You may be home. But when the Lord get ready, you got to move. Hallelujah. You got to move. You got to move. Amen. We leave you with that tool today.
Hallelujah.
The reason that you're living where you're living at, because you are not abiding in the ship. God wants you to live in the Word of God, not in fear. God wants you to live in the Word of God, not in denial. God wants you to live in the Word of God, not in the past. Except you abide in the ship, ye shall not be saved. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. We turn it back in the hand, amen, of Sister Ruby Mary. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Ooh, God bless you, Minister Democrat. That was a word. I say, Lord, I thank you. Got to move. And he came out of
Hallelujah.
Acts chapter 27, some came on after he read it. Acts chapter 27, verse 29 through 30. You got to stay in the ship. Where are you living at? Woo!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for the word he brought in here today. God bless you. I'm going to Evangelist Bernard if she can talk. I see she got on. Evangelist Bernard?
What? Okay. Did he have that red 300?
Oh,
oh,
she
red
was good. Oh, okay, with the doors on.
Yeah. Later was like
green one.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Okay. She's still out there. Amen.
She's out there. Let me go to Sister Kim. Sister Kim, God bless. Thanks for tuning in. We said we were going to be all off today, but the Lord put it in our spirit. Because I was going to the parade, but the Lord say, this January the 1st, bring this Blog Talk ready on. God bless. Sister Kim.
All right.
Sister Kim? Okay, then maybe she's not.
God bless you.
Oh, Sister Kim?
God bless you.
Bless
God bless you.
You.
God bless you all. Oh, I'm at work, and it was It was kind of noisy. This is Sister Kim.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't hardly talk because it was kind of noisy and I'm at work, but I just thank God for the message on today, and it was a powerful word on today. God bless you all.
Oh, God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
On the line, Sister Kim. Thank you for opening up. We're going to Sister Cammy. Sister Cammy.
Yes.
Praise the
praise
Lord.
Praise God. Happy
God
New Year to you all. Happy New Year. It's always good to hear a word from Minister Democrat. I really appreciate and I loved it and I enjoyed it. And I, again, say thank you guys for everything you've done for me this year as far as opening me up, and Sister Bernard and Sister Ruby and everyone that kept me in prayer and continue
thank
to feed my spirit, feed my soul, and, you know, get me closer to God and, you know, as far as my
all
direction
right.
and everything. That's been one of the things I've been seeking all year long, is just getting, understanding my where God wanted me to be and direction he wanted
yes,
me to
God.
Go. So every day I can come on. I didn't realize today. I just happened to look down on my phone and saw I got a text from Sister Bernard saying they were going to be on today. So thank God I looked down because I really enjoyed that. So thank you guys again.
Amen. God bless you. It's time to move.
God bless
hallelujah.
You.
Hey,
it's time to move. We're going to Sister Albertine. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Praise the Lord to all the callers, Evangelist Bernard, Sister Ruby. Man, Minister, let me tell you, that word
my Lord,
was
my Lord.
To me today because God has been dealing with me about moving things, moving people out of the way, far as my home, far as my businesses. And you know how you want to help people, you want to help, but when the Lord tells you to move, you
that's
have
right.
to just trust him and move. If the Lord tell you to go, you have to just go and just trust him. And what we what happens, we fall short because we're always questioning, well, why, God? Well, how are we going to do this? But it isn't what, when, where, or how. It's just
right.
I trust you and I believe you. And just do it and just trust him. So even looking back at 2013, that was a perfect message for me, just to trust God. Ask and believe him. Don't worry about how. Don't worry about when or where, but just trust him. And the people and places and things he asks you to remove, remove it. Just do it. And
that's
later
right.
on, he will reveal to you why. So that was a perfect start for me. That was confirmation for me. And I'm just so excited about this new year and all the things that God has for me. And I thank God for putting me in positions where I can help go forth and help, not just to bless me, but to help me to bless others. And that's what it's all about. So I thank you, Liberal Democrats, for that beautiful message to start off my year, new year perfect. And
yes,
God bless you and your family. That was very well said, very well done. And God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. The Bible said the harvest is first partake of the fruit. Amen.
Amen.
So he preached that thing to me first. It's time to move. Oh, somebody say glory.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Yes. Okay, Evangelist Bernard. Evangelist Bernard? Okay. She's on, her line is open, but she's... Evangelist Bernard?
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise him.
The Lord.
I know y'all been praying for me. Well, there's so many people out here, I tell you. I should have had about 20 or 30 people with clipboards. There's no way we could get all these folks' signatures.
There's
so many people, I tell you, they lined up, and it went about a three-mile radius. And, I mean, it looked like Mr. Brown here to me. But I just wanted to tune in. I heard a little bit of Liberal Democrat preaching the word, and I just sent texts out at the last minute to let everybody know that we were on the line. So thank you all for tuning in. Sister Ruby, main in the studio, so... So Happy New Year to everybody. I'm out here working.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Same to you all. So we'll see you all on the line. Pastor Miracle will be speaking for us tomorrow. Those of you that never heard her, she's an excellent speaker out of Houston, Texas. So she'll be ministering tomorrow. So It's however the Lord leads this week. We don't have a topic this week, but we just thanking God for being alive, thanking God for keeping us. And none of us had any losses this year for us, the things that we've gone through. I know we've all had disappointments, and we all had challenges, but God has still been good. So thank God for Liberal Democrat coming on at the last minute. Thank God for Sister Ruby right there, man, in the switchboard. So we just thank God for you all. God bless you all. Keep praying for us.
God bless
I'm
going
to send some petitions out to Sister Cammy, Sister Albertine. And if you can get your church members to sign these petitions or go online, get the right petition online, we're going to be signing these petitions and trying to bombard the office of the court. So God bless
right.
you all. Keep us in your prayers.
Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Oh, shoot.
Amanda Bernard.
Yes.
Amanda Bernard.
Yes.
Sister Kim is on. She's at work, but she haven't been on for a little while. But she had to, she said a little word. So do you want to holler at a minute? She may not. She's not able to come back, but she's
happy
on the line.
Sister
Kim.
It was late, but I stepped out.
Good. Okay.
All
okay.
Right,
God bless. He's blessing. So we're excited.
Amen.
Liberal Democrat, you really brought, the Lord gave you that anointed word to bring to his people. And yesterday we said that we wasn't going to have service.
My Lord.
Up this morning, and the Lord sort of put in my heart, because I was going to go to the parade. So he sort of put in my heart, well, you need to stay and open up the switchboard, whether it's one or two there. Because it's the first day of a new year, and we're always on the Block Talk Radio, you know, going forth. Evangel Bernard is always on the weather, holiday or whatever. But you know what? When he said, I told Evangel Bernard that I wasn't going to go to the parade, and, well, you know, it's already, you know, to open up the Block Talk. And she said, yeah, no problem. So then, you know, she got in touch with you and the other one. But Jesus Christ is awesome. He knows what he's doing. The word was just anointed and the right time, the right setting, and the right thing for us to get, stay in that ship. I think I gave it to him, but I'm going to hand it to him again. So you came out of Acts 27, verse 29 and 30. And it was a rhema word for me, too. So I thank the Lord, and it's working out there at the parade. It's so many people, and they're getting so many signatures. So that's encouragement for
all right.
the team. So I said, Lord, I thank you. So, and he had it both here, and Evangel Bernard came on. So we're so grateful and thankful that the anointing word of God, the minister Democrat, that the Lord has anointed you, and you're always ready to bring his holy word. And it's a rhema word from the Lord, because we had said we was going to close down today.
That's right.
You remember, minister, and the Lord told the day, you go on the broadcast. So I thank the Lord, because that word was for me, too.
My Lord.
It was anointed. We always said, don't hang up, because you're going to get a rhema. Well, that was a rhema word. I say, Lord,
amen.
I thank
time
you.
To move. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
I
you.
Said, if it's one or two, come on. I say, you know, and then I was saying, I said, Lord, I thank you, because when Sister Carter, she's from Trinidad, she went home,
yes,
and she called me here from Trinidad and said she wanted the Block Talk Radio photo. I say, look at God. He, you know what? We think he's just in the United States. He's all over the world.
Wonderful.
I'm from Trinidad. I said, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Oh, he's got this word out, whether we in the United States sit down and listen. I just want to, you know, encourage you, because the word go all over the nation.
Yes,
and we don't know where this word is settled, but it shall not fall to the ground. It shall accomplish what it set out to do. Can we get an amen for minister?
Amen, Holy Ghost.
So God bless you. I've been blessed. So I'm glad. Thank God for it. And you can have your comments, and then you can close us out with prayer, because, you know, there's no point in being on. You know, let them get off a little earlier.
Amen. All right, so we sing and praise God, amen, those that, amen, that have called in, amen, hallelujah, amen, and just, amen, ask yourself where you're living at, amen, amen. Am I living in fear? Am I living in denial? Am I living in the past? Amen, I don't know, but it might just be me. I like living in the house, I'm just saying. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I like living in the house. I don't like living in fear, denial in the past. Amen. So just ask yourself those questions, amen, when you find yourself in situations. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now, oh God, for those who have called in, oh God, asking God you give them the strength, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. To be victorious. Amen. Now that they have that new address. Amen. They don't live where they used to live in 2013, oh God. They don't live where they used to live 5 seconds ago, 5 minutes, an hour, 5 hours ago. Somebody heard this message and moved, God. We pray, amen, God, but that they don't go back to their old address, oh God. But we pray, amen, God, that you give them the strength, oh God, and the wherewithal, amen, God, to say, amen, God, I'm going to start getting new furniture for my new house. Amen. So I'm going to start praying. I'm going to start fasting. I'm going to start, amen, getting rhema words, amen, to God, for this new house. We pray you cover them right now, God. Cover the, amen, to God, overseer. She's, amen, to God, after, amen, to God, the parade, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Amen. As she's there, amen, to God, cover her right now. Amen, to God. She's at the Freedom Day, amen. Amen. Getting those petitions signed to get her sister free, God. Hallelujah. While she's in the midst of that, that somebody can see Jesus. Amen. So while she's signing the petition, somebody, amen, to God, saying they want to move too. Amen. So we pray right now, God, not by power, nor by might. Amen. But by your spirit, you cover each and every those that's on this mind, even past the miracle on tomorrow. Amen, amen to God. The devil been trying to kill that woman of God. We read her testimony, God, in her book. Amen. He tried to kill her, amen to God, when she was young, trying to abort her. Amen to God. Then try to have her die on a train tracks. But God, we pray right now, God, that you send your angels and keep protecting her, oh God, and protect that word within her, God, that we can get a good word tomorrow, God, and that we will be blessed, amen, and continually highly favored as you cover Sister Ruby, God, and amen to God, amen, Evangelist Cummings, oh God, hallelujah, God, in spite of her situation, amen, send a hallelujah anyhow. We know that the angels is doing something, amen to God, so we trust in you, God. That's all we can do. We know you're able. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. In Jesus' name. And somebody said amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you. It's just been a blessing. So with that, nothing else to say, but I'm going to go to break every chain.
All right.
There is power in the name. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is. To break every chain, break every chain. Come on, say to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising up. There's an break every chain, break every chain.
That was Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobbs. We're just so excited and blessed that Jesus Christ would allow us to come on this line today, the first day of a brand new year. We pray and bless that he was very pleased with what he heard today. So with no other further, we look to see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. God bless. Have a blessed Jesus Day.